The ubiquity of social media has created its share of problems. It can be a public minefield for kids. There are bullies who don't leave their taunts in school hallways, personal moments published forever on Facebook. Even the most savvy parents may find it difficult to teach their kids how to be safe and smart. So in California, schools have begun adding digital literacy lessons to their curriculums. In Santa Clara County, teachers start instructing students about online behavior as early as second grade. Next year, they'll start with kindergartners. They use a curriculum from the nonprofit Common Sense Media. KALW's Charlie Mintz recently attended a class at Santa Clara's Bookser Middle School. And a note to our listeners, we are not using the real names of the students in this story.
I heard a few stories about somebody who posted a picture that wasn't very good, and then somebody got a hold of it and they posted it up all over their Facebook, and then all, like, by the morning, like when everybody was going to school, everybody knew about that picture and then started making fun of that girl, and then that girl went home and she hanged herself.
The story this seventh grader is telling me is no urban legend. It really happened in 2009 when a Los Gatos High School freshman named Jill sent a nude photo of herself to a friend who passed it around the school. It's rare for cases like this to lead to a suicide, but cyberbullying is common. Nearly one in three kids has experienced it.
So do any of you guys know anyone who's like put something online they shouldn't have?
Yeah, I do. Well, my friend, he posted a picture of him kissing his girlfriend and his house and stuff all over his Instagram. A lot of people are commenting, "I don't want to see that." And yeah, a lot of people blocked him.
Feeling like your friends don't like you is obviously hard. But situations like these can have even more dramatic, longer-term consequences that kids don't necessarily expect.
Online behavior can affect you and your future.
This is Bookser Middle School computer teacher Brian Van Dyke. In class, he wears Hawaiian shirts and plays the ukulele, but he's serious about helping students understand the long-term consequences of their actions. You might forget that party by next week, but what you do online stays there forever.
You hear it over and over again that kids, you hear their eyes like, oh my. Their eyes get wide and their jaws drop and they're like, I didn't think of that.
It makes sense they don't. They're only about 12 or 13 years old after all. When I was that age, I couldn't even use the washing machine, never mind curate my online reputation. So, to help these kids get the point, today Mr. Van Dyke is using an interactive lesson. The premise is that there's a TV show called The Trillion Dollar Footprint.
A TV show is hiring a host, and they've got their country nationwide search down to two people, Jason and Linda. And here in their packet, you're going to get a profile that came from their application, and you're going to get some information from a private investigator that went online and found out information about them.
Mr. Van Dyke hands out packets of information to the kids. It's their own chance to play judge and jury. The packet includes Jason and Linda, the two candidates' online profiles. The kids break into groups to study the information and decide which one is the better candidate.
People would say, oh, he's a great person, let's look him up. And then when they find out what he really does, bad grade on the show.
Turns out this Jason fellow, he's not someone you'd want to hire for your TV show. His online profile gives him away.
We think that Jason, because he lied about everything, he shouldn't be on the show. He lied about his age, where he lived, and he hadn't been in the band that he said he had been in for as long. And I think he also lied about his name, because on the post, it was like, he says his name's Jason, but this person is saying that his name's Justin.
Justin. Jason. Whatever your name is, the kids have found you out, and they know you are not cool. You were barely even in a band.
So what's the lesson about social media that you're supposed to take from this?
You should be careful about what you do in life, because it could pop up anywhere and haunt you later.
These kids have this lesson down solid, and there's evidence they take it with them when they leave the classroom. An outside program evaluator recently found the kids who take these classes report being better able to deal with bullying and more aware of privacy controls.
So what's your Facebook password?
Not telling you.
Smart kid. And his classmates are right there with him. Santa Clara Unified School District makes digital literacy a prerequisite for high school graduation. So far, they're the only district to do that. But other districts around the Bay Area and California are incorporating digital technological skills into their teaching as well. So now you can add ones and zeros to the three R's. But don't make that your password. In Santa Clara, I'm Charlie Mintz for Cross Currents.